The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, I'm Juliet Burton, and welcome to my new show, Not So Lonely Planet. It's a series all about exploring and expanding our own individual worlds via the enthusiasm and passion of nerds like me, but nerds who geek out about something new every single episode. And you get to join us on that journey, this adventure, without having to venture further than your sofa, car, bus, wherever you're listening to this episode. I hope you enjoy. In our last episode, Adam Norden chatted to us about all things knives and knife forging, as well as art, comic books, restaurants, social media. Just give it a listen and see what a wide range of nerdery we covered. Now, although Adam did manage to geek out with me about a huge array of different subjects, there were one or two aspects of this not-so-lonely planet we didn't cover. So Adam recommended we speak to Blake Vanderlinde, who would enthuse to us about indoor cricket, because he runs an indoor social cricket club. What is a social cricket club? Well, we're about to find out.
So we've just walked into a, well, it feels like quite a ravey, nightclubby feel, but there happens to be netting in the corners and sides of the room with what looks like is AstroTurf and some school boards. I'm quite intimidated, quite terrified. Either there's going to be some cage fighting or we're going to play some cricket, one of those two things. I don't know which one I'd rather, to be honest. Don't know which one I'd be better at either.
Now, so far in this series, listeners, you might have noticed I've been excitable and perhaps even overeager to jump on board with whatever topic or avenue of nerdery we're delving into. But in this episode, for the first time, I was more than hesitant. I'm not a sporty girl. Sure, I like to run or go to the gym occasionally when I can be bothered to get out of bed, but competitive sports and I just don't mix. Even when it comes to board games, I much prefer collaborative approaches.
Can I offer coffees, tea, water?
Then I met Blake.
Yes, you can offer. How are your coffees?
Who, thankfully, as you'll hear, put me right at ease. Now, Blake is a very interesting person because he is a professional indoor cricketer and runs this establishment. Busy, busy lad.
Lovely to meet you. A little bit nervous and all, but I'm sure we'll get through this okay.
Well, if it helps, I have no idea about cricket, so you're going to have to guide me through this. I'm quite nervous to understand what on earth it is that we're doing here. I know how to drink and I know how to eat.
Perfect. Well, our slogan is eat, drink and bat. So we've got you covered here.
Is that in order of priority as well?
Potentially, yes.
Okay.
So, my understanding is this. While indoor bowling at a bowling alley involves a bar, a restaurant and throwing balls away from you, indoor cricket at Six's Social Cricket Club involves a bar, a restaurant and balls flying at you. Let's see how I handle that.
So could you explain to us where we are? What is Six's?
So Six's was founded in lockdown one by the original founders of Mac and Wild Restaurants. It was Callum and Andy, Callum McKinnon and Andy Wall. And essentially they were sat in lockdown one talking about what potentially could be the next huge social entertainment venture within the hospitality thing. I mean, we have venues like Flight Club and Putt Shack and things like that. Andy was convinced that it was going to be virtual fishing. And Callum quickly rectified that with, actually, I think we should look down the roots of cricket. And
I'm so sorry, virtual fishing.
Virtual fishing.
Because, okay, Flight Club, is that the electro darts?
That is the electro darts, you see.
In Shoreditch.
Yes, they have, I think they're up to 9 sites now. They're all around Victoria, Shoreditch. They've got Manchester and Leeds, but I'm not going to plug them too hard. but I am good friends with the guys who actually founded that and worked that. But yeah, and Andy's obviously, both the gents are from Scotland, so not a huge knowledge around cricket. So kind of, I guess it was out of nowhere that Callum came up with it. But honestly, when they had a little look into it, who would have thought that no one in the world had come up with social cricket enterprise? So that's essentially how it started. And Callum himself had a friend called David Nash, who I also am friends with. And Nashy was previously the Middlesex wicketkeeper for 17 years. And after that, opened his own group called the DG Group. And essentially, Callum and Nashy got talking. And Nashy put Callum in touch with our tech suppliers for the cricket, who are called Batfast, who have 9 years' history of their own. So it was all, and ironically, they were looking at that point themselves to go into hospitality through their own ventures, but with no hospitality knowledge. So you have Callum and Andy with this wealth of hospitality and networks, and then Batfast with this incredible tech that they can supply. And perfect combination and perfect timing. We acquired a site in Fulham as the first site, and that was, I think it was October when the site was acquired, and we opened 8th of December 2020. Very, very different to what you would see here. Fulham is very, very much a proof of concept. It's a local pub where we were able to take over the venue. But yeah, over that period, we acquired this site where we're sat now, which is our flagship site.
Where is that?
So this is Sixes Fitzrovia. We're on Great Portland Street, 170 Great Portland Street. It was previously a restaurant and diner called Valandry with multiple food outlets. It looked very, very different to what it might look like now. But obviously, we've come in and we've installed 5 nets. Our nets here are 6 meters, so it's not a full cricket pitch. And we do play with like a semi-compressed foam ball to make sure that it doesn't hurt if you do miss it.
So speaking as somebody who definitely will miss it and also doesn't know how big a regular cricket field is, what are we talking here?
So this is almost half a pitch. So we function off half a pitch, and what happens is there is a bowler, so the person who has the ball, they are projected up on a screen. As they run up and as they get to the delivery point, we have the tech behind the machine that releases the ball. It's called a bowler, ironically, ball machine. And it shoots the ball out at the preset levels which you have, which is the key part. So we have the ability from 4 to 10, 10 to 16, and 16 and above.
The age group.
The age group. And then for each age group, we have beginner, amateur, club, and professional. And that devises the speed of the ball that comes out, how much spin. So spin is obviously when the ball lands and might turn away or into you.
You say obviously, but I'm glad that you clarified that.
And obviously speed of the ball and length of the ball, so how, where it lands. So for beginner, we try and get the ball to land about halfway down so it comes through on hip high, makes it a really nice kind of length for someone to be able to hit it away. And you know, one of our big talking points here is it's not how you look, it's how many runs you make. And honestly, it is a challenge with some people getting them in the net, but there is nothing more rewarding than once you get someone in the net, you see them hit your first 4, and just the automatic joy that comes out of that, and the way that they kind of just go, well, if I can hit 1, I could potentially hit 2, I could maybe get a 6. Hang on, I'm in this competition. Because there is a leaderboard, and obviously you're playing with your friends and everything else. We do obviously encourage, we do have things called a shot bat. So if you were to get bowled, we say that whoever gets out has to buy the next shot bat. So it's just single shots that get served to you on a slab of bat.
Now you're talking my language. Okay.
Now we're talking. Yeah.
Now I can understand
now,
it.
Now we're in.
So you've got social cricket. This is the vibe here, is social cricket.
Yep.
Because I have only been to a couple of cricket games in my life, and I honestly was not paying attention to what was going on the field. I was just paying attention to the Eton mess and the strawberries and cream and the Pims, mainly the Pims. How would you describe social cricket to somebody who'd never heard of it before?
So, interestingly, we actually opened as a Sixers cricket club, and that was how we were initially going. And as I said, you know, you don't nail everything first time, and we're open to change, and it's a lot easier to make changes.
Was that an outdoor cricket club?
No, so that's exactly the point. So a lot of people felt like, is it an outdoor cricket club? Is it a club? Do I have to become a member in order to come down? So we felt like actually we had, when we thought we were being clever and making it Sixers Cricket Club and everyone can be a member of the club, in a way, it also alienated some people, feeling like if they weren't cricketers, they couldn't come down.
Members club kind of vibe.
A members club, yeah. Everything like that.
But it wasn't.
And so we had a little think, and we're like, do you know what? And our idea was to be, you know, the biggest cricket club in the world. Why not? Let's be ambitious.
Everyone can be a member.
But we felt, after getting some honest feedback, that potentially moving to social cricket kind of gave us a better ability to appeal to everybody. And it was less exclusive, because it almost felt like maybe it was coming across in that manner when we were called a cricket club. So Sixers Social Cricket is exactly that. It is about coming down with a group of friends, or potentially on a date, coming down, finding a great table, getting a couple of drinks, and having potentially, hopefully, pre-booked a net, because we are very, very busy, and booking a net. We do our nets in slots of time period. So two people is half an hour, four to six is 1 hour, and then 7 up to 15, actually, we can do 90 minutes. And within that time, each over takes about a minute and a half. So essentially, you would come in, grab a couple of drinks at the bar, your host would come across and grab you, bring across you to net, would set you up in the net, talk you about the gameplay. It is a game, and it is a challenge at the same time. And if we feel like, if someone says, hey, I really suck, which does happen,
that'll be me.
I guarantee you, when we put you in the net earlier or later, pardon me, you'll be absolutely fine. You'll smash it.
I think that will be so bad that time won't matter whether it was earlier or later. You'll be surprised.
It's really, really, once you get the hang of it, and once you get over the kind of nervousness of getting into the net, you're absolutely fine. And obviously, we also have a lot of people who come in who are super, super competitive cricketers who get down here, and we might see them popping it on club level, which is one below pro. And in the same vein, I also like to have the banter that you would express across a cricket, and get my staff to come up and be like, I thought you were Mr. Cricket. I thought you'd be on pro, and kind of tee it up, because we want these guys who rate themselves to really test themselves. But we want people who are, you know, first timers to come in and really have a positive experience. And what we have learned is the more runs you score, the more fun and enjoyment you have in this. So we are on hand to obviously give a little bit of a helping hand, but at the same time, it is your time and it is your net, and we are more there just to ensure that you've got enough great cocktails or beers coming across to the table and some great food coming across here.
So what's the most competitive you've ever seen somebody get in here?
There's quite a few occasions.
Smile that just broke across your face.
I see a lot of cheating going on. I'm not gonna lie.
Cheating.
So what will happen is people play, and let's just say they have a swing and a miss. They'll just quickly tap one of the scoring zones, because we have scoring zones all around. They'll just give it a tap with the bat, thinking no one's seen, and I'll just call them up on it straight away.
Oh, you wouldn't get that on like proper professional cricket grounds.
Not at all. It's not
at Lords.
Definitely not at Lords. Obviously, when it gets competitive, the other side of it is people getting into their mates and giving them a few gears, saying, oh, I thought you were better than this, and I'm sure you can smash this next one for six. And then the guy has a swing and a miss, and everyone finds it hell of a funny.
It's alongside other amazing dates and party ideas, like crazy golf. Mm-hmm. I've gotten very, very competitive at crazy golf. some of the plastic dinosaurs did not see it coming. Karaoke as well. Karaoke is one of my favourite things to do. So if I like karaoke, am I going to get into cricket, do you think, in the same way?
I think you will. I think you're going to get into cricket the same way. I think the joy that you'll get when you strike your first four here will supersede anything you've done before.
I mean,
even better than a hole in one in mini golf, I'm telling you now.
Okay. Well, that is fighting talk, because again, I do like my perspex dinosaurs. So we spoke about earlier that you've had some actual cricketers come in. Have you had anyone that people who know about cricket would know their names?
Yeah, we've had a number of pros come through, actually. Obviously, when the 100 was on.
The 100?
So the 100 was a new competition that was launched this year.
Thank you. Thank you for guiding me through this. And any listeners who, like me, do not understand this.
It was launched with Sky Sports. And so the 100 was a new competition where all the players who were entered were put in an auction at a value. And then teams could pick them to put them in, which was great. And it was a 6-week competition. During the 100, I think it was Daryl Mitchell who came down, who played a bit of cricket, who's a New Zealand player. Actually was in the final of the World Cup recently, when New Zealand unfortunately lost to Australia. Sorry to all Australians, I was back in New Zealand there. I felt they owed one after the Ben Stokes incident of the previous World Cup final.
I'm nodding like I know what you're talking about. But yes, yeah, the Ben Stokes print. Yeah. Oh, 100%. No. Oh, terrible. Awful. That was... Oh, I'll never forget the day.
And then obviously we've had... one of our investors is actually Sir Andrew Strauss. I probably should have mentioned that.
Who is he?
So Sir Andrew Strauss was an England cricket captain, knighted for... everything he's done there, as well as the charity that he founded, which is the Ruth Strauss Foundation.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which was founded, unfortunately, when his late wife passed away from lung cancer and non-smoking lung cancer. And they do a lot of support around families and obviously parents that are left after the repercussions of something like that, and helping with the funding of that. We actually just did an event with the Ruth Strauss Foundation last week, Tuesday. We did a pub quiz. And helped. We did it on the Fulham site, where we raised funds for that and had some auctions going. We also did Red for Ruth Day on this site and all our sites, which is the third day of a cricket test match. The Red for Ruth Day, everyone wears something red in support and then donations. And if I'm not incorrect, Hugh, who manages the charity, said they made, I think it was about 8 million on the day a charity, which was fantastic. And just to be a part of it was great. And we got a fantastic letter.
Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you. It was really cool. And it's really great to be involved. But yeah, Sir Andrew Strauss, captain England over multiple Ashes victories. He was also an outstanding opening batsman. So opening batsman is one of the first ones to go out. There's two of them.
I love that you've picked up my level of understanding.
And he was just a fantastic cricketer. And he actually comes down quite regularly. And plays in the net. He brought his...
What's his favourite cocktail?
He actually drinks beer.
Oh, disappointing.
He drinks beer and he had the 28-day ribeye steak last time I saw him in here, which was great, which was served.
Really wanted him to have the meringue Eton Mess.
Yeah. No, he was on the beers. It was his son's birthday, actually, when he was last in, which was quite cool. Last time I saw him, I've actually been up in Manchester and down in Fulham for the last 6 weeks. So
is he one of your regulars?
He is one of our regulars. He comes in, and obviously I mentioned David Nash, who is one of our investors.
Nashy.
Absolute Nashy. Legend. So we got David and Glenn, brothers, who run DG Group. And Nashy is phenomenal with bringing everyone in. We have the infamous Tuffers video, which I'm sure people have... potentially seen. So Phil Tufnell, do we remember Phil Tufnell?
Oh yeah,
Question of Sport. There you go.
TV now, yeah, definitely.
So we had a Tuffers incident with Michael Vaughan, who was down here.
That essentially,
Tuffers was overly excited after striking the ball and was giving a big swordsman send off and tripped over one of the pieces of tech and fell on his butt while everyone was filming. So it made Instagram and Twitter ring.
Was he okay?
He was absolutely
fine.
His butt was okay. His pride, less so.
Okay.
But Vaughan found it so funny that he posted it on his own Instagram account. And
right.
1.4 million views in the first 24 hours solidified interest in Sixers Cricket Club, if there wasn't enough already.
Well, there'll be at least one more view after we finish recording, because I need to go watch that for sure. And learn actually how not to do it myself when we go in there and try it out. So, Blake, how did you get into all of this? Who are you?
It's actually an interesting story that ties in a little bit with Nashy. But so I am originally from South Africa. I moved over here in 2000. What am I saying? I came over to study photography, but found out living in London was quite expensive coming over from South Africa. So quickly found a job working in a nightclub to pay for other things. Such as going out afterwards.
To nightclubs,
essentially, and get staff discount. Great. And quite quickly found that actually, going into bars and nightclubs gave me a new confidence within myself and everything. And I found I was quite good at it. And 21 years later, here I am. But essentially, I went from there and I worked for a group called the Maxwell's Group, which was based in multiple sites around London. But the site I was in was in Covent Garden. And then I ended up working high-end nightclubs for 12 years. So I was at a nightclub called Movida. And that is where I crossed paths with Nashi for the first time. And that was due to the fact I was actually playing indoor cricket for England, still do. So I've been fortunate enough, I've been to 4 World Cups around the world playing indoor cricket, and I actually got invited to play in a corporate day at Lord's in their version of indoor cricket, and didn't actually know who O.A. Shah was, who is a very, very quality cricketer, and I went out to bat, and he was like, where do you think you're going? And I was like, oh, mate, I'm just wearing gloves, and he was fully kitted up, and he's like, you need to put pads on, and I said, mate, you do you, I'll do me, not knowing who this guy is playing. Needless to say, he was picked by England a couple of weeks later, and I was like, my bad. But I had a pretty good tournament, and Nashi approached me about joining his mighty Sunbury Cricket Club. But literally after that, I worked at nightclubs and then a few gigs in the city. I worked for a very great restaurant group called Koya. And strangely, I was like, do you know what? I need a career within hospitality that is closer to my passion and where I want to be. And ironically, I was sat at home looking at jobs, potential jobs around the country, and the Sixes cricket popped up, and I was like, that looks interesting. And then out of the blue, Simo gives me a call, and he's like, mate, have you seen what Nashi's launching? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? And he's like, Sixes cricket. I was like, stop it.
No way.
I was like, I was going to give you a call and say, have you heard anything? And Nashi was just letting the Middlesex guys know that he was involved with this, and, you know, come the period when they come out of lockdown and are able to socialise, it would be great if the boys could come down and support. And he was like, are you involved? And I was like, I'm not. And he's like, you need to get on to Nashi. And I was like, I can't right now. I've got no man down. Do you mind just dropping him a text telling him I'm super keen? 5 minutes later, I'm on the phone to Nashi. The next day, in for an interview in Fulham on the building site with Callum and Andy.
Wow.
And 3 days later, I had an offer to come down as head of experience for the group. And basically champion all things cricket and help drive the F&B offering, and that's kind of the rest of it. Really strange way of how everything kind of tied in at a perfect time to end up somewhere.
Within a few days, your life completely changed.
Completely changed. And literally, it is, it's crazy the amount of people who message me and go, could you have written a better job for yourself? And I'm like, actually, no. Like, cricket, hospitality, working with people, being able to develop the technology on the cricket and feed it back is just so, so lucky, so grateful. Like, yeah.
And did Nash ever actually say to you, do you know what, you were the inspiration, because you were the one who kind of got him to the nightclub and then like cricket. It's like, it's basically you. It is you. Like,
I'd love to claim it, but he did come back at me with, you owe me one. as did Simo. So I hate having two IOUs out there, but I'm sure they'll be cashed in at some point.
What is the difference between indoor cricket and outdoor cricket?
Right, there's quite a dramatic difference between them. Firstly, obviously, naturally, one is played indoors, generally within a warehouse, and it's the indoor cricket, the competitive indoor cricket that's played around the world is actually played within almost a netting environment like this. They're very spring-led systems, to the point where you can actually bounce off them type thing. They are, let's see, they are 27 yards, so slightly longer than a cricket pitch. You have a four-step run-up as a bowler, and there's 8 in a side. Essentially, what happens is each batting pair, we spoke about the opening batters.
Yes.
So 2 of you go into bat and you face 4 overs, so 6 balls, so 24 balls in total, and you try and score within that netting environment. It's very, very quick, fast-paced, dynamic game. Unfortunately, it seems like Australia are the dominant force in this. They have not lost a World Cup ever.
But they have the best weather to play outside.
I know, but they do incredibly well indoors as well.
Come on, England.
We've competed well with them at times, but I guess it was a sport that was incredibly popular in the 90s in the UK. There was 32 arenas throughout the UK. We now are trying to compete with 3 arenas in the country. So for me to play my cricket, I now travel to Birmingham or Derby, or Leicester, and thankfully Leicester are actually opening a brand new arena in the coming weeks. But essentially it is a very explosive game, and it's an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes, and the game is complete.
Oh, so not going to last for days and days and days like outdoor cricket?
Not at all. Okay. So it's a very, very short format.
So I've got to drink my Pimm's much quicker?
Much quicker.
Okay.
It is, again, a very, very social sport. It is played, obviously, as I said, I was from South Africa, and that's where I first came across the game. Much like football over here, this is where you would host your kids' parties and everything else. So it's a quick, dynamic game. You only run half the pitch because the fielding is super, super quick. You've got guys who are catching the ball and then flicking it around their back, and it's not a non-skill. It's actually skills that you train throughout your sessions.
So like cocktail flair, but
kind of like flair, but with cricket.
Okay.
Like, and you've got guys. It is crazy, but you know the speeds of the balls in there. Although it's only a four-step run-up, I faced 87 miles an hour indoor. Please bear in mind that you don't wear pads. It is not a tennis ball. It is a 3/4 cricket ball, which will hurt you if it hits you in the face. I've seen a few boys unfortunately get injured.
What have you seen?
Honestly, the funniest one I've seen was an interview that happened with a journalist from New Zealand who was chatting to one of the Australian players and saying that he had been clocked at 90 miles an hour outdoor and 85 miles an hour indoor. The Kiwi journalist said, "Oh, I'll give it a go." The Aussie bowler came up and just threw a couple gentle down there, at which point the commentator mouthed off to the cameraman saying, "This guy's pretty average, I don't think we have a story here." So Corey Otto, who was the bowler, went back, lined him up, dropped him a bumper and broke his nose.
Wow,
that's what you get for mouthing off. He's an international player. He's also a first-class player.
I am intrigued, though, by what else people can do here. You mentioned like food and drink as well. So you can play social cricket. What else can we do?
This is a venue where you can come down. We're also a sports theme bar. So if you'd like to watch any sport, and we're not talking just cricket, we show football, we show rugby, we show the Formula One. We'll be showing NFL when the timings are correct. We kind of like to appeal to the masses. Obviously, we are very cautious with our football viewings. We'd like to make sure that we're a group that appeals to all. We appeal to all families. We appeal to youngsters coming through. We like to use this as like an enabler for junior cricket. So we work with some junior cricket clubs and we get the kids to come down. But essentially, we also offer the opportunity to come in and just have a really great night, have great food, great drinks in just a relaxed environment. Yes, it's lively and everything else within the Nets environment, but we also set up pockets of venues where you can go and sit and have a really nice, chilled evening, having a drink, having a nice conversation, whether it be a bottle of wine with the girls or sitting down with the boys for a catch-up or date night, as I said, where you just want to sit down and have a nice little bit of scrounge and some drinks.
So it's not just dates, it's not just work groups, it's not just lads watching football. It's open to everybody, because there's a big difference between like sports bars and inclusive kind of places.
Yeah.
So,
which is why I use the word sports bar kind of hesitantly, but it is what we are. And again, it's one of these things where you accept the feedback that people are giving to you, and they're like, "Oh, you're a really cool sports bar." Like, I still struggle when people say Fulham's a great pub. It really hurts me, because I feel we're so much more than what that is.
So you're not a sports bar. You're a bar that celebrates sport. Like,
yes. Yeah. Yes, thank you. That's probably a better way of wording it.
I do think we need to get me into one of these Nets to see whether I can do this.
Readily available.
How do you, when you say doing runs, do people actually run?
Safe to say it is not that much of an explosive sport on this side. What we have is we have a scoreboard that pops up, and then we have impact scoring. So within the Nets, there are different impact scoring zones, and you'll see them little rectangular areas.
Uh-huh.
And when you hit the ball and it strikes one of those, they flash.
I like to say the word when I hit the ball.
Yeah. Not if, when.
Sure.
I feel like she's having me on here. I feel like she's hustling and she'd be like, "Oh, you know, should we put £5 on this to see who makes the most?" And next thing, Blake's out of pocket. I mean, this is a dangerous game.
Yeah,
here.
I practiced really, really intensively between the ages of 5 and 10 playing rounders.
Yes. Oh, so no excuses. There you go. Two hands on the bat here. You're perfect.
I want to know when rounders is going to make a resurgence or a surgence, whatever the... Yeah, just getting some airtime.
I'm not sure I've seen competitive rounders yet, but...
And we're going to make it happen.
Potentially the next social entertainment
there
venture.
You go. Okay, right. We're going into business together.
Done.
I'll be in charge of the cocktails.
Tasting.
Yes.
Tasting.
Yeah. I know that our listeners can't see your face. They can definitely hear your smile. And I can describe to my wonderful listeners that, yeah, you are beaming from ear to ear the whole time that you're talking about this. It's just so, so enthused by it, which is wonderful. I do think that people can change their career at any age.
Yeah.
But what I like about this is for you, it wasn't a change of career. It wasn't even a pandemic pivot. It was a pandemic growth. Like, you just expanded what it was what your horizons were. And it looks like, especially, you've expanded your smile as well.
Yeah.
So
an opportunity came, and you know what? I would have been naive not to get involved and at least explore it. And super, super happy I did.
Well, speaking about opportunities, I need an opportunity to get into that next.
Let's get that done.
So, with my nerves around participating alleviated, and with Blake's nerves about chatting with me utterly non-existent, we stepped into the cricket nets, and I was surprised.
We're going to start you on beginner.
Oh, so the options are beginner, amateur, club, or professional. Yeah, I mean, I just want to give you the best chance that you could possibly have at beating me, so I think if we do beginner...
Done.
That's fine.
Cool, so if at any point you forgot to change and you want to go up or down a setting, you can go in or out as you choose.
The tech is really cool. Like, the tech is, like, one of the best kind of tech systems I've seen in a really long time.
It's very, very user-friendly, and the key point is, once we finish the speech and talking you through what's happening, we're just kind of like, see you later. The scoreboard's up here. You can see everyone's runs, wickets, your team score, which is great. And essentially what you're looking for on here, the beginner and amateur are the same speed. The only difference is the length of the delivery. So it's slightly shorter on beginner, so it comes through on hip high, so you can give it a nice healthy whack. Whereas on amateur, it comes a little bit fuller, it makes it a bit of a trick. And then on club and pro, it's flatter, which means it just shoots through without a loop, and a lot quicker.
I'm used to hitting away things from my hip height. It's fine.
There you go. Right, so what we'll do is we'll get you in. My suggestion is start with the yellow plastic bat.
At last, it was time for me to test my nerves. My nerves had been testing me up until now, so it was time to turn the tables.
Oh, it says get ready. Bat fast, get ready. Juliet. Okay, here's... Oh, the ball is running towards me, and... Okay, now I know what I'm expecting. That was... Okay, I didn't hit the ball at all, but he's coming again. Okay. Did I hit something? I hit the ball. Okay, next time. Okay, lifting the bat. And... Oh.
Yes!
Yeah, did I hit that? Four
runs!
Oh, I got four. Okay, I something lit up. Some lights happened. I've got no idea what I... I look very good doing it, but that's not the point of playing cricket, is it?
That's it.
Okay, who's playing next? My heart is racing, but maybe that's the cocktail. I'm not sure. This is really fun. I don't know why I wasn't expecting it to be fun.
Now, just a little note. I know, balls don't run towards you. They bounce, fly, or dangle. I get it. Whatever the correct terminology is, it turned out I was actually a natural at this, knocking out a four on, let's call it my first try. Yeah, let's just call it that. So, next, I asked Blake how the computer system worked, when he pulled off the incredible feat of playing the game while being interviewed about it at the same time.
So what we have, obviously, is the bowler is projected up from our backpass technology underneath, and my settings are set at professional, which means the quickest ball that I'll face is 52 miles an hour, which equates to about 71 in real feel. But over a 6 meter distance, it's a little bit sharp. And all of that plugs through what we're touching here, or what you set your settings on the app, will go through into the computer brain, which sits behind there. And that tells you how quick the wheels are spinning for each individual player, how much spin is, and obviously takes into consideration if you're on pro, but you're a 4 to 10 year old, the speed's going to be considerably different. It just might mean that the ball is slightly fuller, but more challenging for each individual. So for this, obviously we've got a right arm medium pace of bowling now, and yeah, happy to go. And what changes is the amount, the length and the seam work off the bowler, so how it pitches on like that. So that was just back of a length on off, and he got carted over mid off for six. That was lucky. We'll call, as I say in pool, it's calling all pockets sometimes. He might have a good swing. But yeah, each of the balls are different to get you thinking as a cricketer. You can't play the same shot every ball when you move up the levels into pro. So it is a challenge, and some people obviously found pro quite difficult. Others think it's too easy, but we are bringing in new levels and new gaming technology. So we'll be launching, obviously, as I mentioned, the 100 shortly, and then we have a test match version that we're looking at. And a couple of other things that will be coming through. Not necessarily only cricket-based. It could be snakes and ladders. It could be killer or something like that.
Double hit.
Yeah, you got to watch out. When you hit it well, it might come back at you.
You nearly got your own nose there.
But yeah, so the whole thing is, there is the brain behind that. There's just a lot more tech than meets the eye. And everything filters through. And what I love about this is it appeals to everybody. It gives everybody equal opportunity, as Julia just runs through and barges you out.
Yeah, this is all really well and good, but it's my go now. Sorry, listeners, but I'm not sorry, because this is really good fun. And really good anger management. Oh, listen, this is the same. There's the first guy again. Why is he back? Oh.
As you can tell, we had a blast. My nerves about it all had been replaced by the giddy euphoria of having fun with a fellow nerd. And I hope you had fun listening to this episode. If you want to check out Sixes, it is on Great Portland Street and a little place known as London. There are some other locations around the UK, and if you fancy checking them out, search Sixes Social Cricket online. If you don't want to check it out, that's totally okay. I hope you fancy checking out the rest of our podcast series, though. And I hope, listening to this, you've learned something. I know I have. So let's recap. I've learned that cricket is a sport and not just the surname of Pinocchio's conscience, Jiminy. Nashi is a cricketer and not just Dennis the Menace's dog. And most importantly, I learned Sir Andrew Strauss hates cocktails and loves beer and steak. I was having so much fun with Blake, I forgot to ask him for a recommendation of who to talk to in our next episode. So I emailed him later on and he replied saying, his recommendation is John Waite at Highgate Cemetery, who had enthused to us about the cemetery and death, I suppose, but in a very life-affirming way. This has been Not So Lonely Planet, a Hattrick production. Our producers were Andy Goddard and John Wakefield. Executive producer is Claire Broughton. The presenter has been, and continues to be, I hope, Juliet Burton. And I look forward to you joining me next time as we explore our not-so-lonely planet.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at WeightWatchers.com.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. And a double-lined hood and reinforced elbow patches mean this hoodie will last. Born from a commitment to support the communities that create its products. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.